this book so I can live a victorious Christian life, not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all have y'all seats. Amen. I have a lot to share with y'all today, and I'm just believing the Lord that he's going to do exactly what he's going to do today. Amen? Are y'all awake on this morning? I need you to look to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this word is for you. I want you to look to your other neighbor, if you got one, all right? And I want you to tell them, this word is for you. Amen, amen. Y'all awake? All right, so I'm going to need some of y'all to talk back to me today. All right, if time permits and Holy Spirit allows me to flow in that direction, I'm going to need some demonstrators that have served in the military. All right, so y'all going to work with me on today, amen? All right. I want y'all to turn to Proverbs chapter 14, and I want you to keep your finger there. I want to share with you today that I'll be talking or teaching from the title, The Dangers of Being Spiritually Misaligned. The Dangers of Being Spiritually Misaligned. Now, I got to share something with y'all, and y'all probably going to be like, wait, what? What you talking about? I might sound a little funny today, because I have an Invisalign inside of my mouth, right? So it's kind of like a retainer, right? But what it does is it aligns your teeth. It straightens out your teeth. It straightens up the crooked places. Y'all stay with me now. I'm going somewhere, right? It straightens up the crooked places, but I'm telling y'all, y'all work with me. Work with me today. Pay attention, because I promise you I'm going somewhere. But this Invisalign was set in place simply because I had some things that were out of order in my mouth, right? Now, naturally, we need to be aligned, right? We need, our whole body needs to be in alignment, right? Right? So y'all work with me here. Work with me. I'm going somewhere. Again, the title is The Dangers of Being Spiritually Misaligned. Misaligned. If we were to look through the scriptures, and that we will do today, but if we were to go from Genesis to the book of Revelation, we would see that any time that you hear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church or to the churches. That is a warning unto the people, right? That is a warning to the people. Y'all stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Y'all walk with me today. Amen? Amen. I ask you this morning, are you open spiritually? Are you open spiritually? Now, y'all hear me. Hear me when I say this. I know y'all probably going to say, and I really don't care, but I'm going to say it anyway. Why is she telling all of her business? I don't want to hear about her business. This is going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. I don't know if some of you are aware, but I love to worship the Lord in the dance, right? And so there are times in which my physical body is out of alignment, right? And I can't move, right, as I'm supposed to move, and I can't flow as I'm supposed to flow in the dance. Now, my dance is how I worship the Lord, right? It's how I worship the Lord. I want to share with you guys that a couple of weeks ago, my hip started hurting. And I said, oh, Lord, I said, what is this? Seems like there's a new ache, a new ailment. The closer and the closer I get to my birthday. My birthday is next month, right? So there's like a new issue or a new ailment. And I said, Lord, what is this? What is this? What is this ailment? It's my left hip, y'all. That's my power side. My left side is my power side, right? And so the thing of it is I went to the doctor. They checked it out. They did x-rays and all the things, right? And so in their assessment, they found that I'm out of alignment, right? I'm out of alignment. And so stay with me. I'm going somewhere, y'all, all right? So my hips, right, the pelvis is tilted in a particular direction that is not supposed to be tilted in, right? And so what that does is that causes an imbalance, right? It causes an imbalance in my walking. It causes an imbalance in my standing. It causes an imbalance in my sitting. And then just doing just the various movements that I have to do throughout the day. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Did you guys know that when your hip is not in alignment, that it impacts your digestive system? Did you know that it impacts your breathing patterns? Did y'all know that? Raise your hand if you knew that. I didn't know that. I did not know that. And the reason why it impacts your breathing patterns and your digestive systems is if something is out of alignment, your spine has to account for or has to compensate for what the hip can't do. Right? And so your lower back is, well, your spine kind of wraps around or supports your organs. And so if the hip is out of line and the lower back is in pain, then you're probably crouched, right? So your posture is not right, right? Yeah. Right, but not only that, if you're hunched over, your organs are being probably rearranged or constricted, right? So the hip, just one hip being out of alignment causes the whole structure, the whole body to be out of alignment. Are y'all with me? So if y'all see me over here and I'm dancing, and then I might stop, I'm gonna take a swig of water. I'm gathering myself. But not only that, I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord to align me. Are y'all with me? There's a spiritual significance to this. Y'all with me? Y'all on the edge of your seats just yet? Y'all stay with me. I am going somewhere. Misalignment creates imbalance, pain, strain, all sorts of things within the body. It causes the body to be dysfunctional. Now, us as a body of believers, when one person is out of line, is out of order, it impacts the whole body. Are y'all with me? When one person is out of line, out of order, it impacts the whole body. Y'all stay with me, all right? So y'all might be saying, what are you saying, Elder Larisha? Where are we going? Go to Proverbs. Well, your finger should already be there. Proverbs 14 and 12, and it reads, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But the end thereof are the ways of death. So what is the text telling us here? If I'm moving in my own understanding, if I'm moving out of my own strength, out of my own might, I'm out of alignment. I am misaligned. Are y'all with me? Spiritually speaking, I have separated myself from God. I have separated myself from the relationship with the Lord. I have separated myself from the blessing, right? From the provision. I have separated myself from the very thing that he's trying to get to me. I ask you, are you spiritually misaligned today? As I was studying this out, I came across a word, syncretism. Have y'all heard that word before? Syncretism. Now, when we hear that word, we may think synchronous, right? In order, in a rhythm, moving together as one. But the cretism, right, part, the syncretism, syncretism, that speaks to combining the truth of God's word with what I think truth to be. Are y'all with me? Stay with me. We're going somewhere. If we are to be aligned with the Lord, we got to use, walk in, believe, trust in him. But not only that, the word, truth, the word, right, which is truth, he is true, Jesus is truth, we should walk in that. Stay with me. Go to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40 and 41. Lamentations. Are we there? King James Version says it this way. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. 41. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. The Message translation says the same scriptures in this way. Let's take a good look at the way we're living and reorder our lives under God. Let's lift our hearts and hands at once to God in heaven. So we need to examine our posture, right? We need to examine our posture and we need to get in line with God's design for our lives. And we do that by surrendering to him fully. So I gave you the title. I shared with you that we're talking about the dangers of being spiritually misaligned. I was searching social media, right? And I came across what looked like to be a man of God speaking about astrology, speaking about astrology. And what he did was he combined it with the Word of God. He combined the astrology with the Word of God. Now, I can't speak to the whole message that he shared, but what he did say was, yes, this was astrology. Yes, this is the study of the stars. Yes, you may see yourself as one of these particular zodiac signs. I'm here to tell you that God, because he created, right, the stars, he's speaking specifically to you through the stars. You know, if your astrological sign is, I'm just throwing one out, all right, a Leo, all right, you are king. You're just like the Lion of Judah. You're just like Jesus. Long story short, he was mixing the word with astrology. That right there is syncretism. Are y'all with me? That causes misalignment. I began to think about, just briefly, astrology and how it entered into my life. And you're all like, wait, what? Hey, I haven't been saved all my life. But I can remember being a kid, reading the newspaper and looking for my horoscope. Right? And looking for my horoscope and reading it, and because it's supposed to be the week, right? So I'm reading what my future is going to be like throughout the particular week. And so I read it and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that's about right. That's right. My life is lining up with this horoscope. So it must be true. Right there, I opened the door. A door was open, y'all. And I didn't even know it. I didn't realize it, of course, until years and years and years later, what it was. But y'all stay with me. Spiritually aligned. We must be spiritually aligned. And so there's danger. Danger, danger. There's danger out there, y'all. And we got to be aware of what's around us. There's a new movie that's out. It starts with S. Right? I wasn't going to call the name. But there's a new movie that's out. And of course, you've probably been hearing like the reviews and things on it. And you've probably been encouraged to go and see it. And you may have seen it. No condemnation, but what I'm going to tell you is beware. Be aware of what doors you open if you watch that kind of movie, that type of movie. Now, I'll tell y'all straight up, I enjoyed scary movies. All the scary movies. I've seen all the scary movies, right, in my childhood, in my youth. But what door did that open up? No condemnation, no judgment here. I'm not judging y'all, right? If y'all still go and see them, then God bless you. But we got to look at the doors that have been opened and make sure that we're turning back to God to be in alignment with him. Y'all, we're talking about the dangers of being spiritually misaligned. We have to be in line with the Lord. Amen? Go to Amos 3:3. Amos 3:3. And so what is happening here, God is speaking through the prophet Amos to Israel, and he's calling them out on their sin, on their disobedience, their hypocrisy, because Israel is God's chosen generation. But they drifted far from him. They began to live unjustly. They worshiped idols and they oppressed the vulnerable. So if you look at Amos, if you read all of Amos, but in your spare time, you will see that the children of Israel were transgressing. They were doing things not in line with the word of God. I just shared those with you. So if we look at Amos chapter 3, we're going to start at verse 1. And the word of God reads, "Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known," this is verse 2, "you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all of your iniquities. 3, can two walk together except they be agreed?" Now, we've heard Amos 3 and 3 probably multiple times in its preaching and its teaching, but we probably didn't take a look at what was happening and what was going on around that particular scripture. And so in Amos 3, we see that it's a series of questions that the Lord is asking. And so the series of questions starts out in Amos verse 3, and it says, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" And so what is happening here is it's talking about relationship. It's talking about relationship. And so if we look back at verse 1, we see that the Lord is speaking through Amos. But we see that he's talking to the children. But not only that, the whole family, which was brought out of the land of Egypt. And then it goes on just a little further. It goes on just a little further, and it begins to talk about the iniquities that have happened, that have transpired. Now, when we look at iniquities, right, iniquities are those deeper things. Iniquities are those habitual sins. Iniquities are those habits, right, that we've engaged in that causes us to be misaligned. I'm still talking about spiritually misaligned persons, right? And so iniquities, there are actions, thoughts, or attitudes that go against, not in agreement, right, with what God's standard of holiness is. They are actions, thoughts, or attitudes that go against or not in agreement with God's standards of holiness. And so the thing is, in this scripture, is the children of Israel, they were out of line, y'all. They were out of line. But the thing of it is we can get back in line. Now, judgment is going to come because of them being out of alignment. And if you read through the rest of Amos, you'll see what happened to the children of Israel. But I want us to take away that in the midst of two walking together, except they be in agreement, it speaks to relationship. It speaks to relationship. And so if we're going to be aligned, we have to be in relationship. Honey, can I use you as an example for the moment? All right. So we're walking, hand in hand, same direction, right? Same pace. Amen? We're in agreement. We're walking in agreement. And so we're in alignment with what God has for us. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm going to go this way, and you go that way. All right. All right. I'm going to bring you back to the middle so we can get on the camera here. So you go that way, and I'm going to go this way. Amen. So my point, can two walk together lest they be in agreement? This is alignment, right? Spiritual alignment means that we're in line. That means that we're in order. That means that we're moving in the same direction. Are y'all with me? Y'all got it? I know y'all do. Y'all are very, very bright. Amen? Amen. All right, babe. All right. So when I was in the military, we did a thing called drill and ceremony. Drill and ceremony. And the purpose of drill and ceremony was to align the troops. But not only that, honor tradition. But not only that, to discipline. But not only that, right? To build camaraderie, right? It was set in order to do a whole lot of things. Can I get two former military people to come up? Okay. I'll take a third if somebody wants to be a third. Okay. Can you face the people and take a step up? All right. So when we're aligning the troops, there was a preparatory command and a command of execution. Right? Y'all remember? Preparatory command and the command of execution. Are y'all ready? So my drill sergeant's in the house. Where you at? All right. So y'all work with me here. Work with me here. Now these are seasoned veterans. Uh-oh. All right, seasoned veterans. Group 10, hump. Left face. Right face. About face. About face. Right face. Left face. Right face. All right, now y'all pay attention. Cover. I didn't say recover. I didn't say recover. I say recover. Cover. 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 This is what we used to do, right? Cover. Right? Cover. All right. Recover. Left face. At close interval, dress right, dress. Ready, front. At ease. All right, they did good. Give them a hand. All right, so what was the point in that, right? The point in that is alignment. And so I gave a preparatory command and I gave a command of execution. Now with God, he tells us exactly what we need to do, right? He gives that direction. He tells us choose ye this day, what? Right? But not only that, he tells us what to do, right? Choose life, right? We're not to choose death, right? And so in their moments of aligning, right, there were some that were out of step, right? Some that were out of step. And it's okay. It's just demonstration. But there were some that were out of step. But here's the awesome part. Did you guys notice that when they saw that they were out of step, they looked and they got in step and they got back in order? Well, that's what the Lord does for us. Amen. When we go to him, when we lean on him, when we trust in him, he realigns us, y'all. He realigns us. Are y'all with me? Y'all give a hand to the to those that demonstrated. Amen. Amen. I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready?
I'm not ready yet.
I'm out of line.
So I got one more. Can I get three volunteers? Don't all run up here. Three volunteers. Two more. All right, women, we gonna represent? No, we're not doing no push-up. In cadence, no push-ups today. All right. All right. Now this is a game you played in your childhood. Simon Says. Right? Simon Says. All right. Simon Says, put your left foot back. Bring your left foot forward. Simon Says, clap three times. Simon Says, stand on your right leg. Simon Says, put your leg down. Simon Says, turn to the right. Soldier. Simon Says, turn to the left. Simon Says, look up to the ceiling. Simon Says, look into the congregation. Go to your seat. Simon Says, go to your seats. All right, y'all. All right. The point, we got to hear the voice of the Lord. We got to follow the voice of the Lord. And a stranger we will not follow, right? So we got to know the voice of the Lord. So taking just a couple of steps back, I had left you as I was talking about the iniquities, right? I was talking about the iniquities. One thing that I didn't share with you was that with iniquities, they can be generational, right? Generational iniquities can also refer to the effects of sin that are passed down from generation to generation. Examples of that: addiction, alcoholism, abuse. But not only that, lying, right? Deceitful ways. Those things can be translated into the generations. Patterns of behavior that don't lead you to God. It can also be unhealthy attitudes and emotional wounding. It could also be anger. Maybe you're just an angry person. Or maybe you experienced a lot of things in your life and you utilize anger as a protective or defensive mechanism. These things can be passed down from the generations or to the generations. That is a danger of spiritual misalignment. So what I'm saying is that the family can experience, right, your children and your children's children can experience those patterns of behavior, those sins, those effects of sin, kind of like I said a little earlier, because you are out of alignment. So we got to get in alignment. Amen? Are y'all with me? Amen. Go to Isaiah 59 and 2. Isaiah 59 and 2. So what does misalignment look like today? What does spiritual misalignment look like today? I shared some of it with you, but spiritual misalignment also looks like knowing the scripture but living carnally, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, 2 Timothy 3 and 5. It could be also seeking signs and wonders more than the God of creation or the God of those wonders. So what does spiritual misalignment look like in your own life? Does it look like slothfulness, laziness, procrastination? What does it look like? I want y'all to remember that iniquity is corruption of the heart. Corruption of the heart that ultimately leads to separation from the Lord. Isaiah 59 and 2, are y'all there? Let me get there. And the word of God reads, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." The Message translation says it this way: "There's nothing wrong with God. The wrong is in you. Your wrong-headed lives caused the split between you and God. Your sins got between you so that he does not hear." So we're still talking about the dangers of spiritual misalignment. I know y'all are saying, how can I stay in alignment? And we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Earlier I mentioned the generations. If you look at Exodus 34, 6 and 7, you can just write this down in your notes. It says, "He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generations." So this doesn't mean that he's blaming the innocent. He's not blaming the kids. He's not blaming the children. But it shows that there are consequences for our actions and for our behaviors, our misaligned behaviors. Are y'all with me? Disobedience, rebellion. Are y'all hearing me on this? And so all of those things can ripple through the family, and we can experience the fallout. Are y'all with me? Okay. Okay. So we did a few demonstrations today, and we looked at how to physically be in alignment, right? And so I kind of used the military example. I use the childhood example, right? And then I actually use the physical example with my hip, right? And so in order for us to remain in alignment, there are some things that we have to do. Y'all, there's hope. I see all y'all's faces, and y'all are like, okay, she's telling me I'm out of line. She's telling me I'm out of line. She's telling me that I'm misaligned. She's telling me I've got some things and some issues and some problems going on. And yes, I am, because I do too, right? But I want us to know that we can walk in alignment. Amen? Through the enabling of the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through fasting, through reading the word, through fellowship, right? Through communion together, communing with the Father, all of those things, reading, studying the word, meditating on the word, all of those things we can do to get back in alignment with God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Matthew 6 and 33. Very familiar set of scriptures. Matthew 6 and 33. Are we there? It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." 34 goes on to say, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient until the day is evil thereof." Right? So we are to seek God first. We are to seek God first and his righteousness. That means his way, you know, his will. Pastor Janice taught us last Sunday that it's not my will, right? So in order to get in alignment, in order to stay in alignment, we got to seek God first. See, earlier when I mentioned in Amos talking about like relationship, we got to know who we're to align with. We got to know who we're supposed to be in step with. We got to know who is ordering our steps. Amen? Are y'all with me? Amen. And so relationship, alignment is about relationship. One thing I've learned in my profession is that people don't know how to be in relationship sometimes, right? Because of past hurts, past traumas, past experiences, bad information. And so we don't know how to be in relationship, right? And so because we don't know how to be in relationship, we're out of alignment. Are y'all with me? Y'all okay? Are y'all getting something out of this? All right. Amen. So we want to be in alignment. I took you to Matthew 6 and 33. The Message translation says Matthew 6 and 33 in this way. Message translation is pretty good, y'all. So it says, "Steep," S-T-E-E-P, I'm going to break that down for you in a minute, "your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met." Now, I'm going to take that just a little bit more. All of our spiritual needs will be met as well. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is in God, right? So we have those things. But I'm going to break the word steep down. How many of y'all in here drink tea? Right? So you have a tea bag and you have a warm cup of water. You stick the tea bag inside the warm cup of water. What happens? The tea bag ends up saturating the water, covering the water. So in this text, In the Message translation, it says, steep also means to soak or to saturate deeply into something. So we are to soak, right, and deeply saturate ourselves with the Word of God, in His presence, in prayer, fasting, reading His Word. We are to steep. Y'all got that? Steep ourselves, soak ourselves, saturate deeply into the Lord. Amen? Amen. When we saturate ourselves in the Lord, He fills us. Amen? And He changes our life. Amen? Amen. The next thing that we are to do is to repent. Repent. A lot of times we don't talk about repentance, right? Or we have a faulty understanding of what repentance is. There was a moment we were praying and fasting, and we were in the sanctuary here praying and fasting, and Minister Marcy was praying, and I was in the area near her, and of course, I was hearing her prayers as I was praying at the same time. And in the midst of her praying, I heard in my spirit, you don't know how to repent. You don't know how to repent. Now, this was like February. This is just February. February, y'all. And I heard in my spirit, you don't know how to repent. Don't y'all know, I left the altar and I went and I sat in the back. And of course I began to talk to the Lord, and He began to reveal those things that I was doing that was not in alignment with Him. But not only that, having a full understanding of what repentance is what helped me get back in alignment with Him. So repentance is not just being sorry, right? Repentance is being convicted of the sin that is done. We hurt the heart of God when we sin. We hurt the heart of God, but it's more than just being sorry. It's a turning away from whatever that thing is and then turning to the Lord to surrender everything, right? Sometimes we hold on to things, right? And we don't truly repent from a thing, and that causes us to be misaligned. Wait a minute, Elarisha. I know I got to confess my sins. I know that the Lord is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Yes, that's the word. But are we like really doing that? Earlier when I talked about iniquities, I shared a small term, and I said it's a habitual sin. It's like you know that you are sinning, right? It's a thing that you're doing over and over and over and over again. But if it's a habitual sin, that means you're not repenting from the thing. But wait a minute, Larissa. I want to be free of this thing. Well, then we need to truly repent, right? We need to take responsibility for whatever the thing is, not have excuses, right, in the midst of our repenting unto the Lord. But not only that, we need to ask ourself, have I admitted my sin before God? Have I admitted it? Or did I sugarcoat it? Or did I try to cover it up and make it to be something that it's not? In repentance, we also have to have godly sorrow. Am I truly grieved because I hurt the heart of God? I was studying this and I came across a statement, and it shared simply, if you can sin and sleep at night, you're in a dangerous place. If you can sin and sleep at night, you're in a dangerous place. I said, whoa, that's pretty powerful. I mean, there was no conviction, right? Not that Holy Spirit wasn't there. I'm sure Holy Spirit was there, right? But we didn't receive that conviction to make a change. We also have to be humble. Am I repenting in pride, or am I repenting in humility? Are y'all with me? I want y'all to write these scriptures down for repenting or repentance. Psalm 51 and 4. Second Corinthians 7 and 10. Psalm 51 and 3. I mean, you could just do all of Psalm 51. Amen. And then James 4 and 6. So those are scriptures to go with what I share with you, the godly sorrow, the responsibility, the humility, and then have I admitted my sin before God? The next thing that we have to do is renounce. Renounce. Are y'all still with me? Renouncing is formally rejecting or giving up something, as in worldly desires, false beliefs, stinking thinking, poor attitudes. So renouncing means that you're breaking the agreement with that sin. You're breaking the agreement with that bondage. You're breaking the agreement and you're rejecting the sin, right? Reject. Luke 9 and 23. You're renouncing self-centeredness. 2 Timothy 2 and 19. Renouncing sin because you belong to God. And the last thing is recommit to God. Fully surrender to God. Fully surrender to God. So the thing is with surrendering is we got to sacrifice. Romans 12, 1 and 2. When we surrender, when we yield, when we give all, our all, or all of us unto the Lord, he can take whatever that mess is, heal us from whatever wound it is, and bring us back in alignment. Are y'all with me? So we're going to seek first the kingdom of God. We're going to repent. We're going to renounce. And we're going to recommit ourselves unto the Lord. And that's how we are realigned with the Lord. Now there's other ways, so many other ways. But in the interest of time, I want y'all to take those nuggets with you. So, bringing this all home, there are dangers in being spiritually misaligned. I hope that today you've heard some things that you're going to take, that you're going to study, that you're going to meditate on, right? And then that you're going to grow and that you're going to make a change from. And so I want y'all to know that being spiritually aligned is possible. Being spiritually aligned with the Lord is possible. Y'all, it's about relationship. It's about relationship. And how do we build relationship? We build relationship by knowing the ones who we're in relationship with. Are y'all with me? Who wants to be spiritually aligned with God? I know I do. I know I do. How many of you want to repent and renounce and recommit yourselves unto the Lord? Is there something you're out of alignment with? Is there something that's holding you down and holding you back from being in order or from being in step? I think this is an examination time. It's a time to look at our hearts. What does our heart look like? What does our heart look like? Last scripture. 1 and 9. We'll start at verse 8. 1 John 1:8, and it reads, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say, 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." So we can confess today, y'all. We can lay it all on the altar. Amen? Because God wants us aligned with him. Amen? Amen. And we're standing. Going to do a congregational prayer, a corporate prayer, and then open up the altar. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you in this place. Lord God, we ask on today that your word would go forth and accomplish that which you set it out to do. That that it will accomplish that which you please on today. So, Father, I ask right now, Lord, that you would just touch hearts, that you would touch minds on today, Father God. Lord God, that today you would just be with your people. Lord God, we thank you that there is no condemnation in you. Lord God, we thank you that today that you are faithful and just to cleanse us, to forgive us, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, we thank you that today that your word is true. Father, we thank you that today that you have our best interests at heart. We thank you, Father, that you gave your best. That you gave your son on today, and we receive him on today. We receive him as the gift. We receive him as our healer. We receive him as our deliverer. We receive him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that we're able, oh God, to lay before you and to, Lord God, cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. God, thank you that we're able to lay aside every weight and every sin that may so easily beset us on today, oh God. Thank you, Father God, we don't have to walk around burdened, overburdened, tore down, oppressed, and depressed on today, Father. So, Father, I ask that you would just touch these, your people, that you would have your way in and through them, that your word would be a mirror unto them, Lord God. God, I thank you that we don't move in deception. God, I thank you that we don't move in the things of the world, the worldly wisdom on today, oh God, but that we walk in your truth. So God, we thank you. Touch your people, Father. Keep your people. Bless your people on today, oh God. So Father, right now, as the altar is open, if you would like prayer, the altar is open. If you found yourself somewhere in the message today, if you found yourself in the word today, if you found yourself in any of the situations or examples, Lord God, or shared unto you today, and if Holy Spirit is convicting you, come forward. Let's pray. I'll stand in agreement with you. I don't know what you need, but God does. I'll stand with you in agreement. I'll stand in faith with you. If there's something that's just weighing you down, bring it to the altar. Hallelujah.